I was born March 23, 1850, in Kentucky, somewhere near Louisville. I was brought to Missouri when I was 6 months old, along with my mama, who was a slave, owned by a man named Shaw, who had allotted her to a man named Graves, who came to Missouri to live with his daughter. When a slave was allotted, somebody made a down payment and gave a mortgage for the rest, a chattel mortgage. Time don't change, just the merchandise. We left my papa in Kentucky. My papa never knowed where my mama went, and my mama never knew where my papa went. They never wanted mama to know, because they knowed she would never marry so long as she knew where he was. My master wanted her to marry again and raise more children to be slaves. Mama said she'd never marry again to have children, so she married my stepfather because he was sick and could never be a father. We lived in a kitchen, a room in a log house, joined on to the master's house. There was most always something to do. Master never allowed nobody to be idle. Mama worked in the house and the field, too. My mama worked in the field even when I was a baby. She would lay me down on a pallet next to the fence where she plowed corn or worked in the field. At night after she come home from the field, she had to grate corn for the family next day. Stepfather and mama always tended to their own tobacco and grain in the moonlight. This they could sell and have the money. I worked in the field, and I worked hard, too. Planting, harvesting in those days was really work. I carried water for the field hands. Carried 3 big buckets of water from one field to another. One in each hand and one balanced on my head. Nowadays, when y'all want a nice dress, all you got to do is go to the store and get it. When I was growing up and wore a nice wool dress, we would shear the sheep, wash the wool, card it, spin it, and weave it. If we wanted stripes, we used 2 threads. We would color one by using herbs or bark. My master was not as bad as some masters was to their slaves. One time my master said, "You have not had a curry down for a time. Come on over here," and he whipped me with a cat of 9 tails. This cat was made of 9 small pieces of leather, fastened onto the end of a whip. Lots of times, when they hit with the cat, it left 9 stripes of blood. I got many whippings for being blamed for doing things master's children did. One time, one of master's daughters told me I was mean, and that I kicked up dirt so the dust would get on a lady's dress. And I got the worst whipping I ever got in my life by the mistress, and I still got the marks on my body. Things has changed. We work for ourselves now, and what we get is ours, and no more whippings.